Our guest in the cafe this morning is Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here again.
Yeah. Ranger Steve? Do you go by Ranger Steve?
Well, maybe. I have a new theme song, right?
Oh, okay. We're going to talk about that. I was thinking about, you ever heard of Riders in the Sky?
I have, yes.
Those guys are funny, aren't they? There's Ranger Doug, and you could be in Riders in the Sky.
Maybe, maybe.
That'd be fun. So, you have a friend who has done a song.
Yes. Janice Thomas is a singer-songwriter in the area. And she developed a theme song for me because she knew that I'm on the Blacklands Cafe and a number of other radio stations.
Okay.
So we think it's fun. I think it's fun. We'll see.
Let's hear a little bit of it.
Ranger Steve, Ranger Steve, he's the man to believe about fishing and lakes, weather and snakes, recharging, renewing, and the best nature viewing. He's the one who knows far danger, not a power or a lone ranger, but better even his Ranger Steve.
So that's terrific, and she is, I understand she's working with Brad Davis.
Yeah, she's working at the Brad Davis Studios, developing a CD as well.
So we'll hear more from Janice in the near future. Very good. Well, lots going on at Cooper Lake State Park, and we always have to say there's South Sulphur, and then there's Doctor's Creek, so it's like there's really parks on either side of the lake. I saw a thing that you're having on Fridays that I'm sure the kids will love at 4 p.m. Friday afternoons called Critter Corner.
Critter Corner, it's a great way to start your weekend out when campers come in on Fridays. What better way to get started learning about some of the native mammals and birds that you'll see in the park? And Ranger Bianca will be there educating the campers and the kids about everything they may see over this wonderful weekend they're going to experience.
Yeah. What are some examples of animals, wild animals that are incredible?
Well, the white-tailed deer. There are lots of white-tailed deer in the park. You can drive through the park pretty much any time and see large numbers of white-tailed deer. Armadillos. I was driving back into the park last night, and I saw two armadillos there at park headquarters. And it's a treat. It's always a treat to see an armadillo. They're iconic mammal of Texas, of course.
Right. But are we seeing more deer now than we used to?
I believe so.
I think so.
I believe we're seeing more deer. Healthy populations. We had a really good year so far. And folks should come out and be able to see white-tailed deer pretty easily. It's always a great experience.
We live on a county road in Delta County. More and more, I see deer on that road driving from town to back to home or vice versa.
So. There you go. We should have a great hunting season. This year, we're going to have a youth deer hunt at Cooper Lake State Park.
Good.
To reduce the population and also teach kids how to hunt safely and ethically.
Right.
And that will happen in January.
Now, this Saturday, you're having one of your Dutch oven cooking classes at the Doctor's Creek unit at Cooper Lake.
And that's the original one-pot cooking method. Cowboys use this for their wagon trains.
Yeah.
It's great. The cool thing about it, at Doctor's Creek, you can come and learn how to cook. But more importantly, you're going to get to taste what you cook and what the other experts cook. Yeah,
what are some popular recipes that they cook?
Well, I'll tell you, I love the peach cobblers.
Oh, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing in that iron pot. You can't beat it.
I'll bet that's right. What I started to bring up, and we're talking with Steve Killian, the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, is archery in the park is this Saturday, September 14th, and Saturday, September 28th. And you had mentioned the hunting. And I don't know if hunting would be permitted with bows.
Well, we do have an archery hunt on the eastern side of the park for the first 2 weeks of December. But this event is really aimed towards teaching kids how to safely and effectively use a bow and arrow. And we'll have a ranger there teaching, providing the equipment, and so forth. But it's a fun event. It's going to happen in one of our camping loops near Buggy Whip. So come out, learn how to use a bow and arrow, safely and effectively, bring the kids, and they'll have a lot of fun.
This is Saturday, September 14th, and Saturday, September 28th. You recall the time, start time for each one of those?
Okay, that's going to be, on the 14th, it's going to be 6 p.m.,
uh-huh.
and then on the 28th, it's going to be again at 6 p.m.,
okay.
So hopefully it's going to be cooling off by that time.
Yeah, the publicity of that says, do you want to be the next Katniss? And of course, that's a character in the Hunger Games movies. Are girls getting more interested in
I think
archery?
So. We have boys and girls both involved in archery, and I encourage, you know, anyone to come out.
And let's talk about an event on down the way a little bit further. Saturday, October 5th, you're excited about the, I guess this is the second Doctors Creek Music Fest.
Well, this is actually the second concert we've held, but it's the first annual at the Doctors Creek Music Festival.
Okay.
So we're going to bring out a number of different bands and groups to perform. It's going to be a free concert. It's going to be on the banks of Cooper Lake. So you have two options. You can bring your lawn chair, sit in the grass, listen to the awesome music, or you can float on your boat out in the lake listening to the music. So you got two cool options.
Yeah, that sounds great. And who are some of the
Well, right now we have the Birthright Blues Project,
uh-huh.
Janice Diane, and East Texas Mood Shine. Okay, not moonshine, it's mood, M-O-O-D shine.
Okay. And that'll start at what time Saturday, October 5th?
It's going to be 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, great. That'll be a fun event at Doctors Creek, the Doctors Creek Music Fest. Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
That's great.
Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.